These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending September 13th, 2019, I'm Tom Merritt. At a press conference with The Economist and The New York Times, Huawei CEO Ren Zhengfei suggested Huawei could license its 5G technology to another company for a fee, and that company would be free to change the software and sell its own 5G infrastructure equipment worldwide. This is seen as a way to get around worries about security problems with Huawei's own infrastructure equipment. It would include ongoing access to 5G patents, licenses, code, technical blueprints, and production engineering knowledge, and would likely cost around $10 billion or so. Zhengfei told The Economist a balanced distribution of interests is conducive to Huawei's survival. Researchers at Adaptive Mobile Security published details about an ongoing exploit of a SIM card-based vulnerability called SimJacker. The exploit sends an SMS to a handset that takes advantage of the SIM Alliance Toolbox browser on a SIM card. The browser can trigger proactive commands on a device, but doesn't check the origins of messages, leaving them open to using the browser library as an execution environment. Location and device information can be sent back to an attacker by SMS and further exploited for fraud, denial of service, malware spreading, and call interception. 30 countries have carriers that use SIM cards with the protocol on it, but the GSM Association said the vulnerability impacts a small minority of SIM cards. The researchers state that an unnamed surveillance company appears to have exploited this approach for the last 2 years. Mozilla announced Firefox Premium Support, a $10 a month subscription that provides enterprise-level support for the browser, including a dedicated enterprise customer portal, private bug submission options with guaranteed response times, proactive notification on critical events, and service-level agreement management tools. The Firefox browser remains free for individuals and enterprises, but relies largely on community-driven support. In documents related to its plans to issue public stock, Cloudflare disclosed potential economic and trade sanctions violations to the U.S. Treasury Department. The filing says the disclosure was made to Treasury in May. And the filing says the customers that have been designated by the U.S. as terrorists and narcotics traffickers or affiliated with governments currently subject to comprehensive U.S. sanctions used and paid for Cloudflare services. Cloudflare says it is adding additional controls and screening to remediate the problem. Cloudflare also made disclosures over potential export control violations to the Commerce Department and the Census Bureau. Mozilla is also launching its Firefox Private Network, a VPN service, to U.S. desktop users of Firefox as part of the revived Firefox Test Pilot program. The Firefox Private Network is an extension that encrypts a connection to anonymize it and prevent sniffing. Cloudflare provides the proxy servers to Mozilla. The service is free during the beta. 51 tech CEOs, including those from Amazon, AT&T, Dell, IBM, Qualcomm, SAP, Salesforce, Visa, MasterCard, JP Morgan Chase, State Farm, and Walmart, signed an open letter to congressional leaders asking for a federal law on user data privacy to supersede the growing issue of state-level privacy laws. Arguing that one law governing all user privacy and protection across the U.S. would simplify product design, compliance, and data management, the open letter said, "There is now widespread agreement among companies across all sectors of the economy, policymakers, and consumer groups about the need for comprehensive federal consumer data privacy laws that provide strong, consistent protections for American consumers." The Texas Department of Information Resources noted that the 22 agencies in Texas hit by a ransomware attack August 16th were able to restore service by August 23rd. Attackers had breached a third-party service provider to install the ransomware and had demanded a total of $2.5 million to unlock it, but the agencies had an incident response plan that was executed immediately with support from 10 government agencies. The Texas DIR recommends blocking inbound traffic from Tor exit nodes and outbound network traffic to Pastebin, along with other usual practices of multi-factor authentication, limited administrator rights, etc. Facebook posted an explanation of how it uses background location data from smartphones. In Android 10, Facebook will phase out its app location settings in favor of the new Android 10 location settings and will respect the most restrictive choice until then. Facebook also notes that in iOS 13, users will see a pop-up informing them of how often and for what reason Facebook access location info. The post notes that Facebook may also know some location information based on other events like customers checking in, going to events, or just from the IP address. Finally, researchers at the security firm ESET published details on Windows malware that uses the Windows Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, as a backdoor to talk to a command and control server to exfiltrate data or run malicious code. BITS is used on Windows to detect network activity, to download Windows updates during downtime, and lets other apps tap into the protocol to download updates themselves. Using BITS avoids more typical HTTP traffic and is often ignored by firewalls. The exploit appears to have been around since 2015 and was tied by the researcher to a state-sponsored group they call Stealth Falcon, who have been in operation since 2012 and previously tied to targeting United Arab Emirates dissidents. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.